It's time for Friday Follies, right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Listen, for it is The Voice.
Years ago, newspaper reporter Miles Archman learned the ancient art of throwing one's voice. Today, he uses this talent to make criminals believe he's an invisible specter, known only as
The Voice.
As our adventure continues, we're introduced to a new villain in our story, a master Soviet spy named Mikhail Antonov. Rocco and Sal meet up with Antonov in a secret hideaway.
Did everything go as planned?
Yeah, sure.
Excellent.
Look, I know you're the guy paying the bills, but if you ask me, it doesn't make any sense to give this stuff away.
Of course. You're a capitalist, always concerned with your precious money. That is of no interest to me. What I want is to convert all Americans into addicts in preparation for a Soviet invasion.
Wait a minute. You never said we were gonna have to sell out our country. That's gonna cost you extra.
Yes. You'd do anything for your filthy money, wouldn't you? Well, here you go. Here's an extra $200. I bet that makes you feel pretty good, doesn't it?
Well, sure.
Of course it does, you capitalist pig dog. In fact,
how about if I offer you another 200?
Okay.
Here, take it. How amusing it is to see you dance for your money. Look, I am holding out $1,000. All you have to do is reach out and grab it. You grabbed it! I can't believe you fell for that! You may think you are making fool of me, but the situation is quite the reverse. I am clearly the victor.
You know, Pusha says you're behind on your payments. He says we're gonna have to give him an extra 300.
Yes, well, I appear to be a little short of cash at the moment. Do you think I could borrow the money?
Sure, here.
Thank you. Here's the 300.
Thanks. By the way, if you don't pay back the money you owe me by Friday, you get more of that. Let's go, Sal.
I am still clearly the victor.
Meanwhile, Miles meets up with Sarah at the Daily Orbit.
I'm gonna try some of Rocco's favorite hangouts. If I can pretend to make a buy from him, it might lead me to the person behind this conspiracy.
But if Rocco sees you, he'll shoot you on sight.
What makes you say that?
The fact that he had his name legally changed to I Will Kill Miles Archman.
Don't worry, Sarah. I'll be wearing a disguise.
Later, wearing that disguise, Miles spots Rocco at a downtown bar.
Hello, friend. I was hoping you could help me.
Well now, fancy my number one enemy walking right up to me.
But I...
That's right. I see through your disguise. This is the end of the line for you.
Oh no! Is Rocco about to kill Miles? Find out in the next exciting chapter of
The Voice.
2 Minute Danger Theater is written and produced by MJ Butler, starring Curtis Eames, Ryan Thomas Johnson, Tori McPeachy, and me, I'm Lance Baxter. For more of the show, visit DangerTheater.com.
You're listening to Friday Follies. Jokes, laughs, and guffaws to tickle your funny bone on the Mutual Audio Network. Join us tomorrow morning on Mutual for Saturday's Story Circle. Bring the kids, your coloring books and crayons, and get the whole family into a great start to the day with audio cartoons. You can always subscribe to the full Mutual Audio Network feed for every day of audio drama that fits your fancy. Or discover Saturday's Story Circle in your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, or Spotify.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.